What is the correct way to pronounce your stage name?
Von Off 1700. Von OFF 1700. So Von Off 1700.
Do people mispronounce this?
Yeah, they be calling me all type of dumbass shit. Like Von O and Von Off and all type of shit. It's Von Off 1700 though.
Do people misspell it?
No.
And you have all these phrases as one giant phrase. No spaces between any of this.
Yeah, facts, it's all together.
Why did you create it like that? Why no spaces?
That's just, who put spaces in their name? I don't know. I've been stopped putting spaces in my name.
Now, do you accept any abbreviations of this stage name of yours?
Yeah, Vaughn.
And do you prefer people call you by your full stage name or this abbreviation?
It really don't matter. But Vaughn, though, for like regular, that shit. Vaughn off 1700, that's too much.
Now, any connection to any other recording artists with the name Vaughn in their stage name?
No.
So no connection to another recording artist named King Vaughn?
No, I ain't got no connection to him. He cool, though. That was a cool guy. He was hard as fuck.
Did you know him personally by any chance?
No.
Just curious there.
Yeah.
Now, moving forward, care to share your race, ethnicity, or nationality?
I'm black.
And what's the main language you speak at this point?
English.
Be that as it may, do you speak any other languages aside from English?
No.
Have you ever took a foreign language class in school, perhaps?
Hey, I ain't go to that shit, though. Spanish? No. France, too. French, I mean. He always just be calling my OG as a bitch.
So, just for clarification here, you had foreign language classes?
Yeah.
How many?
I think a deuce, like Spanish and French.
So, one grade of each?
Yeah, but I ain't finished none of them. I ain't understand that shit. They giving me homework in French and Spanish and shit. I'm not reading that shit.
Now, why not? There are some that take those classes serious. They try to learn the language. They try to give it an honest shot.
Because I wouldn't think about no Spanish and French and shit. And then when I was in school, I don't want to worry about that.
Now, back then, in those school days for you, was that a requirement or an elective?
I think that was an elective. That was like sixth period, I think. Like, I think just some shit to fill in a spot, I think. Yeah, that was an elective. No, I think that was a requirement. I don't know. I ain't pay attention to that shit. I threw my schedule in the garbage. I ain't even used to really go to that shit.
Now, speaking of your education,
yeah.
Zooming out, how far did you get with that?
I got to the end. I just dropped out. I ain't even really dropped out. When they put the school on COVID, I just stopped going because I ain't finna go to school on no phone. That shit was done.
So technically speaking, what was the last grade you entered?
I was a junior.
11th grade.
Yeah.
And did you ever end up getting a GED?
Anything I'm gonna go back to school though. I don't know when though.
And you are thinking about going back to school. That may be a possibility, but looking back on how everything played out, any regret with that decision-making?
Yeah, I wish I would have stayed in school. High school was turned, if you really think about it. If you look back at it now, high school was that for real. If I knew what I knew now, I'd go back to high school.
Now, you mentioned COVID here.
Yeah.
In reference to the pandemic that took place. When did that, when they wanted homeschooling or things of that nature, was that in the middle of your junior year? Was that in the beginning? Was that towards the end?
Like in the middle. I was in the middle, like in the end of that shit.
And in terms of COVID, was that something that you ever caught yourself?
Bro, I think I caught COVID, but I ain't know if I had it for real because my OG just made me drink some shit called, that shit was nasty. That shit orange and white. She made me drink it, bro. And I felt decent though, but that's just so nasty when you drink it though. But I think I did have COVID. I had a headache real bad for like 2 weeks, and I could taste stuff and shit, but I just was fucked up. Like, I couldn't move and nothing, but it ain't last long, though.
So you may have had symptoms, but never got fully tested to see if you actually had it.
Yeah, I never got fully tested.
And what about the vaccines? Did you ever take any of the COVID-19 vaccines?
No, my OG don't let me do none of that.
Now, speaking of your OG and possibly
My mama.
More, want to dive a little bit deeper with your upbringing here. Now, for those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, care to share where you were born?
I was born in Chicago.
And care to share where you were raised as well?
So I was raised in Chicago.
And still reside in Chicago today?
No.
What age were you when you officially left Chicago?
I was like 13, 14, or 15, I don't remember.
And care to share your current age at this point?
I'm 20.
And your birthday while you're at it, the month and the day perhaps?
April 22nd, my shit coming up.
Now, what was the reason for moving out of Chicago at that time in your life?
I don't even know. I think my OG just wanted to move. She was getting some bread, and she was like, she had a lot of money, and she just wanted to move and shit, so we moved.
And care to share where you currently reside at this point?
Shit, in Atlanta, shit.
And what took you to Atlanta exactly?
My mama.
And that was it. It was just Chicago and Atlanta for you.
Yeah, facts.
Now, when it comes to Chicago, is it a certain portion of Chicago you were raised in? Does it get any more specific than that?
I was raised on the west side.
And does it get any more specific than that?
No, just the west side.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone, but can you give the audience 5 tips on moving to Atlanta?
Have a car. Shit, have some money. That's really it. I have a car, I have some money. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You gotta have a car, though, to come down here. You gotta have a car. If you don't got a car, well, might as well be homeless on the street because you ain't gonna be able to do shit.
Now, before you got to Atlanta, let's dive a little bit deeper with Chicago, especially on the west side. What age range was it for you specifically just on the west?
Well, what you mean? Like when I was over there? Like,
yes. Was it like, from the time you were born till about 14, as you mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay, entirely on the west side.
Yeah, down in my whole life for real because I went back for real. Like after 2 years, I went back. Like a year, I went back.
Okay, so at 14, you moved to Atlanta, and then 2 years after that, back to Chicago. And then back to Atlanta again?
Yeah. No.
And when did that last move to Atlanta happen?
I wasn't moving, literally, back and forth. I was just going. But now I'm back, though, for a little minute. I'll probably be here for a little minute.
Now, what was that really like growing up on the west side of Chicago for you?
It's fun. That's it. That's all I can say. It's fun, for real.
What was the top point for you during your upbringing there? What was your highest point or most positive moment in that environment?
Just being a shorty when I was a shorty. That's when I was really could do what you want to do, for real. Other than that, it don't get no more positive until you, unless you was a shorty.
What age did music start?
Like 16, 17.
And what led to music for you?
My big brother. He used to be rapping and shit, so I wanted to be like him for real.
And using the phrase brother biologically or figuratively speaking?
Yeah, that's my real brother. Same mama, same daddy.
Care to share his stage name?
His name Brick. Free my brother.
Now, what about on the opposite end of the spectrum? What was the bottom point for you during your upbringing on the west side of Chicago or most negative moment? Growing up in that environment.
Most negative moment probably when people be dying and shit, but a lot of person ain't died in a long time, so like when my uncle died or something like that.
And an uncle on your mother's side of the family or father's side you're referencing?
My mama.
Now, it's one thing for death to happen around you,
mm-hmm.
but have you ever seen death take place in front of you?
No.
Just curious there. Now, mentally, has this been something you sought any professional help over?
Like, what you mean, like therapy?
Yes, when it comes to death and things of that nature.
No, I ain't never did that.
And why not? Some people do.
I don't know. Therapy, that's, I don't know. I just ain't never tried it.
Are you open to that at all? Do you want any professional help with any of that sort of thing?
It depends on what they're going to try to help me with for real, because what they going to, I don't know. What they got to, I don't know. I tried, though, to see what it's like. Yeah.
Now, for you, how were you able to survive that upbringing on the west side of Chicago? Because there are some that don't make it, as you mentioned.
Just listening to the people who older than me and shit, and just moving how I move, for real. Knowing how to move, that's it. It ain't really hard, as people make it seem.
There are some people who say things like, don't know if I'll make it to see the age of 18.
They are some goofies. I knew I'm going to leave. I know I'm going to leave alone. I don't know. I'm cool.
Be that as it may, knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, what would you have said to your younger self back then, if anything?
I probably wanted to be hanging with a lot of motherfuckers I was hanging with, for real. That's it.
Now, I asked you a bunch of questions in regard to your upbringing. Is there anything else you want to mention about it or question you weren't asked? People want to know about that as well.
No.
Now, who or what motivates you at this point?
Just seeing what's going on with shit, like, just myself for real. Just seeing me, where I came from and where I'm at now. I know I can go way farther with this shit for real.
And you're talking musically.
Facts.
Now, you mentioned that you had a older brother that also rapped as well by the name Brick.
Yeah.
What's been his reaction to where you're at currently in the music industry at this point?
He happy as hell. I'll be talking to him. He happy as fuck.
Does any of it surprise him?
Hell no. We been knew this shit was going to happen. But we just ain't no wind, though. So, hell no, not for real.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone, but there may be someone in the audience who needs some motivational words or encouragement themselves right now.
What I'm saying to motivate people? Bro, just chase your dream, man. Do what make you happy, bro. That's it. Just chase your dreams. Anything you want to do, you can do it.
What is your opinion on ad-libs in a song?
I don't really be doing ad-libs, but some people ad-libs be decent, though. Like, they be decent. Like, all that skirt, bah-bah, all of that shit goofy, for real. I don't do none of that. But, yeah, they decent, though. It depends on what you say.
So no ad-libs for you at all?
I do, like, ins and outs. Like, just repeat everything I say, then say some shit at the ends. But just going in there and... No, I don't really do ad-lib.
So no signature ad-lib either?
No, not for real.
Now, have you ever created a song with no ad-libs, no in and outs, no nothing?
No, I ain't ever did that.
Just curious there.
Probably song that I ain't finished. Like, I ain't never, like, I was rushing and I ain't put none on that for real. But on purpose, no.
Now, at this point, when it comes to your... music catalog, what is your biggest song so far?
Probably On Deck.
And why do you consider that song in particular to be your biggest at this point?
Shit, got the most views.
And what platform are you referencing there?
Shit, everyone. Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, everything.
Now, speaking of YouTube, for those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, can you share your channel name on YT?
Buying off 1700. Everything the same.
OnlyFans as well?
Yeah, I'm finna start one of them, man. I'm about to catch your bitch on that somewhere.
Now, are you joking or are you being serious here?
I don't know. If I want, I'd do that for real, though. I'd do that.
Now, are there any unknown facts or stories in regards to this song that's never been publicly mentioned before? Could be in regards to creating it, recording it, or releasing it?
On Deck?
Yes.
I don't really know. You would have to ask me something. I don't know.
Well, more specifically, what do you think led this song to get as successful as it has today compared to maybe your other songs in your catalog?
That shit just raw. Just hard-ass song, for real.
And just to cross the T's and dot the I's here, was it a particular platform you released it on?
I released it on YouTube first, and then everybody was asking for it on Apple Music, so I just dropped it on Apple Music.
Was it a co-sign from someone on it, perhaps?
Now everybody was posting that shit, like everybody, but like now that the song got a lot of views and shit, I be seeing a lot of big rappers posting that shit. A lot of big rappers be posting that shit.
Care to share any names that you are proud of for seeing those co-signs of?
I know Lil Double O, Future Artist, Lil Key, Action Packs. It's a lot of motherfuckers for real. But those the top three I be seeing, they done posted it like multiple times type shit, and I follow them on Instagram.
Now has
Jim on Bro, I think Jim on Stacks, YBN, Lil Bro on Bro now. They've been posting my shit.
Now, has it gone farther than you just following them on social media? Has conversations through direct messages perhaps
began? Yeah, some of them I be swiping up on their stories, some of them.
Now, again, dotting the I's and crossing the T's here, was it a marketing strategy of some sort with that song in particular?
Hell no, I never spent a dollar on none of that shit, on promotion, none of that. I just dropped that song and it went up. I don't even like promotion for real.
Why not?
Be too many bots.
Were you assigned to a distribution company or record label at the time?
Nope.
And for clarification, do you think it was the visual, like the music video perhaps, or the audio itself that led to its success?
It was the song itself, because I posted the trailer to the song and that bitch did like 500K, so it was definitely the song. I could have dropped it with no video, it probably would have did a million for real.
Anything else you want to mention about this song or question you weren't asked, people want to know just about that?
No.
If there was a Mount Rushmore of four rappers from Chicago, which four would you pick and why?
From Chicago?
Yes.
I'm smacking Polo on that bitch. Polo going first. Then I'm smacking Herb on that bitch. Then I'm smacking Sosa on that bitch. And then I probably Dirk on that bitch.
Now, was this a particular order? You mentioned Polo.
On Pacific order, yeah, Polo, that's my dog. That's number one right there.
And is there an order for the rest of that Mount Rushmore? Or?
Hell no, for real. Herb, yeah, on Bro. Yeah, FB, I'd put that bitch just like that. Polo, Herb, Keith, then Dirk. Or Polo, Herb, Dirk, then Keith.
Okay, now, you mentioned the names here. Mm. What's the reasoning for each of these names on this Mount Rushmore?
Polo G, he raw as fuck. They all just raw as fuck, and they really put on for the rack for real. Like, all of them had a different impact on the rack for real. So, like, they really stamped that shit, like, for real.
Now, there's photos of you and Polo G on social media. But what about the other three you mentioned on this Mount Rushmore? Has there been any connection between you and these other names you just mentioned?
No, not that I know of.
And with Polo G, is there any music between you two?
Something like that, you could say.
But nothing publicly released. And for the other three that you don't have any ties to, is there anything you want to say to any of them watching or listening to this interview, perhaps?
No.
What is your definition of a friend?
Somebody you can call when you fucked up. Like, somebody that's just gonna be there for you for real. Cause I don't got a lot of friends. I don't just call niggas my friend for real. Somebody just there that's gonna rock with you when you need them the most for real.
How do you personally spot a fake friend?
Just by the shit they do and the shit they say for real. You can tell when somebody weird for real.
Now, you mentioned that you have a limited amount of friends.
Yeah.
But do you have a best friend, by any chance?
Yeah. But he dead, though.
And care to share that person's name?
His name was Anton. He died when we was young as fuck. He was like 16.
Now, prior to his passing, do you remember how you two met? For the very first time.
Hell yeah, my grandma crib. My mama making me go outside at my grandma crib. He stayed on my grandma block.
And this was a grandmother on the mother's side of your family?
No, on my daddy's side.
Father's side, I apologize. Now, what was he really like?
Who, my best friend?
Yes.
He was just, we was young as fuck, so we was everywhere for real. You can't even say what he was like for real, because we used to be tweaking. We used to be doing all type of shit.
Do you remember the last correspondence you had with him before he passed?
Bro, we was hooping. We was at the gym. The YMCA.
And how long do you think that took place before his passing?
That's like 2017.
But would you say that was like 24 hours before he passed away?
Hell no. That was like weeks. Like, I ain't seen him in a couple of weeks.
How were you notified he, in fact, had passed away?
I'm an OG.
Now, do you have a favorite memory of him you'd like to share with the audience today?
Hell no. We got too many. Bro, we got way too many.
And what's the best advice you received from him, or most important thing you learned being around him, if anything?
Bro, I don't even know, because we done been through so much shit together. Like, bro, we done got stranded together, all type of shit. Like, we done did all type of shit together, so we don't even know. But one thing about me and him, we was going to stick together, so stick beside a motherfucker for real. Like, your dog for real, just stay right there for real.
Now, excuse the brain fog here, but did he pass away before you started doing music?
Yeah, way before. But it's so funny because we done made songs before with each other on some tweaking shit, like on some shit that, like, just playing around type shit.
Now, did he have any aspirations for doing music besides you two just having fun? And?
Hell no. We was really hoopers for real. We really played basketball for real.
What do you think he would think, hypothetically speaking, of you taking music serious and where you're at musically at this point?
He'd be supporting me. He'd probably be a rapper. Bro, we probably would have been rapping together on some dumb shit, for real.
Now, when it came to basketball, why did that stop for you?
That shit just got washed up, and there was too much going on, for real. For real, that was it.
How far did you get with basketball?
Like, how good I was? Or like,
how good you were? How far you took it? Maybe were you part of any organizational teams?
Right, I stopped and things playing like at the AAU. Like, when I got in high school, ninth grade, I wasn't hooping no more.
And any regret with that decision-making, looking back on how everything's played out?
Hell no, because I don't even want to be a hooper for real. That shit too much.
When you were hooping, though, what position did you play?
I was a point guard.
And did you have a favorite jersey number back then?
I think my shit was like number five.
And was that something you were given or something you requested?
I think that was just like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way up to 10. I think that was the last one. Ain't nobody really like no double digit number for real, so I think I got 5.
And speaking of numbers, forgot to ask you this previously in another portion of questions, but when it comes to your stage name, is there a meaning behind the 1700 portion of it?
Yeah, just the block.
Just curious there. Now, anything else you want to mention about your best friend or question you weren't asked, people want to know about him?
No.
What is the biggest misconception of you at this point?
Like what people think of me, like something?
Yes, more specifically, what's a viewer opinion that is incorrect people may have about you?
They think I'm a goofy because I wear glasses. Like, that's the dumbest shit ever. Just because I got on glasses, they be blowing me with that shit.
Now, speaking of those glasses.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're seen with them on, like in the case of this interview, and sometimes you're seen with them off.
I just started wearing glasses. That's the crazy nigga part. I ain't really was wearing glasses. I started wearing glasses in like 2021. And then I got locked up. So when I got locked up, I had one pair of glasses. But I ended up breaking them bitches when I came home. So I shot a couple videos without them. But I ended up going to get my shit because I needed them.
So assuming here that these are prescription lenses.
These are real glasses. I don't know why people think they say too much. These are real glasses, though.
Now, there are some that need some vision correction, but they don't go the glasses route. They go eye contact route, or maybe even a surgical procedure like LASIK, for example.
Yeah.
Was there any thoughts on either of those two for you?
No, my grandma just, I really ain't really want glasses for real. I was on house arrest. My grandma made me go get my glasses. Like, it was my movement day. She was like, she was going to get her glasses, so she made me get my glasses type shit with her. And then, bro, that's how I got my shit. I put my shit on. I started seeing blocks, four blocks down, five blocks down and shit. I ain't never took these bitches off.
Any interest in eye contacts? Any interest in LASIK surgery, perhaps?
No, I don't know. I grew into my glasses for real. Like, I can't see myself without my glasses on. So I like wearing my shit.
Now, aside from those in the audience that may have the misconception that you're goofy with glasses and things of that nature, what about females? What's been their reaction to your glasses?
A lot of hoes like me with my glasses. A lot of them don't. But I don't know, though. Hoes be talking about my glasses. They be letting me fuck them, so that shit don't even matter.
If there was a circle chart of 100%, what percentage would you say are females that like you with your glasses and compliment you with them versus ones that have made a comment that they don't care for them?
It'll be 50-50.
And what about the reaction from non-females? Just fans of yours in the audience? Do they make comments on whether they like the glasses? They want you to keep going and maybe represent for people with glasses versus people that want to see them off.
It'd be people in my comments like, yeah, Vaughn putting on for motherfuckers with the glasses. Or it just be girls I ain't never seen before or talked to be commenting hard eyes on my shit. So I don't know. They probably do like the glasses.
Now, another recording artist on the female side of things who goes by the name Sexy Red is also seen with glasses quite a bit.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on that?
Shit, she probably can't see shit like me, shit.
When you saw her with her glasses on, did that give you any further confidence with your glasses and your eyesight situation?
No. I've been, I don't get no fuck.
Just curious there.
Yeah.
And do you know Sexy Red by any chance?
I know of her, like her music and shit, but I don't know her though.
Just curious there as well.
Wanna fuck her.
Now, craziest rumor you heard about yourself.
Oh, they be saying all type of shit. But it ain't really no crazy shit. A motherfucker said they killed me shit and I was alive shit.
Now, when you receive a rumor that you passed away, but you're in fact alive, do you go and correct that on social media and publicly, things of that social media, for example, do you correct that publicly as soon as possible? Do you wait it out and give it a few days?
Man, if you think I'm dead, you got to be a dumb motherfucker. My damn. Oh, now, I had some crazy shit. A motherfucker just said, they said I burnt five motherfuckers. Like, I gave five motherfuckers a STD. That was some crazy shit, too.
So you're saying false to that?
Yeah, man.
Just for the record there.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to rumors, have you addressed, obviously you're alive, so people can see you're on social media, you're in this interview, I can see you in real life, so that's nothing to publicly address. But what about the STD rumor? Was that something you've publicly addressed already, or is this your first time?
Hell no, I just be letting motherfuckers talk, for real.
Now, why that policy or mentality when it comes to rumors, especially one of that nature? Because there are some that are the opposite. They clear up, they address rumors such as that, and some are just like you. They let people talk and sweep it under the rug,
so to speak. I really don't be giving a fuck, for real, because if you, like, I don't give no fuck. If you think I'm burning, well, you just think I'm burning. I don't give no fuck, for real. But that's because people just be wanting attention, so I ain't going to give you the attention you looking for, like, what you want me to say? Oh, I ain't burning them up. That's exactly what you want me to say. So I ain't going to say it, shit. If you think I'm burning, shit. Hey. Shit.
Care to share the last time you got tested for STDs?
I think, like, last month type shit.
And you passed with flying colors.
I'm burning them.
And was that after the rumors?
No, this was before. But this shit, though, I don't get no fuck.
Yeah. Just curious there. Now, what about questions, okay? When it comes to questions, is there a question you receive you dislike getting asked? Something you can't stand to answer, perhaps. Maybe it's a repetitive question, something you receive all the time. Could be from fans or strangers asking you this.
Oh, yeah, no.
What about your height? Have people questioned how tall you are?
Hell no, I think on my pictures I'd be looking tall, so they probably don't say shit. But I'm tall, though. I'm a little tall.
Care to share what that numerical figure is?
I'm like 6 feet or 6'1". I'm one of them. I don't know. But I'm 6 feet for sure, though. I know I'm past 6 feet, so I'm 6 feet or 6'1".
And with that height right there, are you the tallest member of your immediate family?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm taller than my brother. Hell yeah. And I'm taller than my daddy.
You're taller than your oldest brother?
Yeah.
Now, speaking of your brother.
Yeah.
And there may be more than a brother, don't know, but was going to ask you that. How many siblings do you have, unless your brother is it?
Man, on my mama's side, I got two, my little sister and my big brother. On my daddy's side, I can't even count, man. That's ass, man. Couldn't pull out a parking lot if it was wide open.
Now, say that one more time. You have two siblings. You have an older brother and a younger sister?
Yeah.
So you're in the middle on your mother's side.
Yeah.
And would it be all three of you under one roof at times?
Yeah.
What was that like, being in the middle child, so to speak?
I don't know. Whatever I asked my mama for, she really, you know, get it for me for real. So I can't really say. She don't really. Everybody get what they want for real. So I don't know how. I can't say. They be saying the middle child, the favorite, and all that. I can't really tell.
Now, I don't know if you're able to answer this next question with that description you just provided, but we'll still ask anyways, and if not, we'll move forward. But biggest lesson you learned with that title of the middle child?
The biggest lesson I learned is I got to look out for my little sister for real. But, like, other than that, I ain't really got to, because I make my big brother check on me, so I'm really cool for real. I ain't really, you know? I ain't really learned no lessons for real. But for my siblings, though, the lessons I learned, you got to make sure your siblings straight. If you got a brother or sister out there, you got to make sure they straight. Like, eight before you eight type shit.
Do you do the pranking or do you get pranked on April Fools?
I do the pranking every day. I play with motherfuckers all day, every day.
Best or worst April Fool's memory, if you have one?
I don't remember getting played with for real, because it's like everybody knows April Fool's, so don't come playing with me. Just the fuck home.
But when it comes to pranks,
yeah,
what's the best prank or best play on someone you've done so far, whether it was on April Fool's or not?
Just throwing water on motherfuckers while they sleep. I don't really be playing with people for real.
Now, what's the get back like on that prank?
Shit, motherfucker pouring some water on you back on my damn.
Now, is any of that sort of thing caught on video?
Hell yeah, I do that shit all the time on my Instagram.
And for those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time that might not have seen or heard other portions of questions with you, care to share that IG screen name once again?
Vonoff 1700, V-O-N-O-F-F 1700.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone. But any April Fool's advice for those in the audience?
Stop playing around with motherfuckers. All that playing. Stop playing on April Fool's. It ain't no time to play. Stop fucking around.
Anything else in regards to April Fool's?
Hell no.
Just curious there. Okay, I want to do a game with you now. And this is a music-related game. It's a game I actually invented. And I call it the last song. All
right.
So all these questions are in relation to the last song.
All right.
Let me know when you're ready. What's the last song you listened to before this game?
The Big Homie, Out the Way.
And how does that song go?
It's a lot of rapping on that bitch. But I like the part I like you say, I see IP in my way. Fuck, get out the way. That'd be some good.
Now, what's the last song you had on repeat? Played it multiple times.
NBA Youngboy, I Want It All. I Want It All. That's unreleased.
And what got you to play that song more than once?
He just tweaking on that bitch. He said that bitch is raw.
What's the last song you put someone onto? You recommended to another person?
I don't even know. I be sending all type of shit. Like, should I just be sending on Instagram? I be sending that shit out. But probably it'll be my little shorty. His name Lil Dash. I be sending him out to everybody.
Any particular song of his you remember?
Legal Help Firm.
What's the last song you hated? Couldn't stand. Bugged you, bothered you, got under your skin, perhaps.
Man, what the fuck? We was just talking about that shit. What song were we just talking about? That Lil Nas X song, the Old Town Road, that shit was irritating. But everybody was playing that shit. I hate that song, bro.
And what was it about that song in particular that you didn't coincide with?
That shit just irritating. That guy's rapping about all type of country shit. I'm like, what is that shit? That shit was irritating.
What's the last song that gave you the chills? Goosebumps. Had the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, so to speak.
Like on some scare shit? Or
no, on some... It's really touching you. You're feeling it.
It'll be that young boy that want it all. He be tweaking.
What's the last song you had sex to?
I don't even know. I be just playing YouTube when I'm fucking. YouTube just be playing shit.
Have you ever had sex to your own music?
Probably, yeah, most likely, yeah.
Just curious there. Now, what's the last song you cried to?
Home music, I don't really be crying to movies and music and shit, so I don't know. I don't be crying to music.
Never shed a tear to a song before?
Nah, that's some made up shit. If you be crying to music, yo ass delusional.
And why do you think that is for you? That tears, I mean, even in movies you mentioned, because there are some that are the opposite. They tear up at a movie. They tear up when they hear a particular song that might mean something to them.
Yeah, it's delusional for real. What you crying for? You know, man, the fuck up.
What's the last song you fell asleep to?
Probably some motherfuckers that recorded in a studio. They be taking slow. I'll be going to sleep on their ass.
Okay, winding down here. What's the last song you played outside your genre of music?
Ride Wave Count is out of my genre?
Or not? That's subjective. But do you have a runner-up answer to that?
Like, I don't know. I don't really listen to other... What do I be listening
no
to?
No pop music, no country music, no...
No, I ain't doing none of that. But, like, music, motherfuckers, you know, listening to, like, weird... Like, motherfuckers, they think weird, like, Jace and Yeet and shit like that. Probably people like that and a lot of Detroit music.
Now, what's the last song you personally released?
My last song I dropped was... Just Me on It?
Yes. Well... Let me backtrack. Could be you, could be a feature with someone.
Yeah, my last song was a feature with Schoolie G, Catch a Face. And no, I'm lying. My last song was Switches and Nike Tech with my little brother, G-Style. There we go. That was my last song.
But using the phrase figuratively speaking. And what platforms is that song available on?
Everything, YouTube, Apple Music.
And care to share what that song's about?
A lot of shit.
What's the last song you performed?
On Deck.
And do you remember what area this took place or what venue, perhaps?
I don't even know. They just booked me for that shit and I just went. Shit was up north, though, in Chicago.
And what was the reaction?
That bitch was busting.
And finally, what's the last song you want to hear before the world ends? Hypothetically speaking, of course.
I don't even know. If the world finna end, I ain't even thinking about no motherfucking music. I don't know what the fuck. I Oh, no.
Just curious there. All right, I want to do an outro with you, Vaughn, and we'll be done. This is just to tie anything that we might not have talked about. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Before this interview ends, is there anything else you were not asked fans want to know?
No, not for real. I think they know everything.
Is there any loose ends you want to tie from this interview with the previous topics you were asked?
Yeah, no, not for real.
Anything you failed to speak on?
No.
Anything that needs further clarification from what was said in this interview?
Mm-mm.
Now, you didn't bring this up, but I will at this point. Free my hood.
Fuck
your hood.
Mm-hmm.
Care to share the meaning behind that title?
Simple as that. Simple as it is, free my hood, fuck your hood. I don't give a fuck about your hood, but I know they need to free my brothers who locked up.
And was this a title you came up with or someone coined for you?
One of my homies locked up, Free Lil 3. He came up with that shit, and I took that shit.
Now, is this for an album, mixtape, or EP title?
I don't even know if that's an album or a mixtape. I think it's a mixtape, my mixtape. I think a mixtape and an album like the same shit for real, so my tape though, but yeah, it's my tape.
And is there a release date yet for this project?
Soon. April though, for sure. Coming to April, for sure.
Any final words? Not just on that in particular, but zooming out here.
Fuck the ops.